USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Up to 4,000 workers in New York City could lose their jobs at any moment because of the vaccine mandate in the Big Apple. New York City Mayor, Democrat Eric Adams.
Responsibility is clear. We said it. If you hire and you get this job, you have to be vaccinated. If you are not following the rules, you are making that decision. You're making the decision.
The top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, said Sunday that a bombshell new federal filing proves President Trump's claim he was being illegally spied on and the Russian collusion tale is a hoax. The Durham investigation named three people inside the Hillary Clinton campaign as the masterminds, including current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Representative Michael Turner said that Durham's investigation uncovered a whole new level of corruption and it's of grave concern. USA Radio News.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
He's handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The U.S.-Canada border bridge that's been shuttered for days between Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, Michigan reopened Sunday night after police cleared protesters who had been demonstrating against COVID-19 restrictions. By 10 p.m. local time, the Ambassador Bridge was fully open, allowing the free flow of commerce between Canada and the United States. The truckers were protesting the Canadian vaccine mandate, with only a few arrests reported. The Los Angeles Police Department declared an unlawful assembly Sunday night after violent and destructive Los Angeles Rams fans wreaked havoc on downtown streets following the team's Super Bowl victory over the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. One television station reported it went from excusable to non-excusable behavior quickly. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As the vaccine mandate in New York takes effect, Casey McFadden, a Brooklyn substitute teacher, comes out of retirement to help teach and then is fired for not being vaccinated. She was on Fox News with a message for Mayor Eric Adams.
Well, good morning to everyone. My message is, in terms of the vaccine, one size doesn't fit all. Some people do have side effects to this. But most importantly, bring back the option of weekly COVID testing for all. So that way you ensure that anybody enters your facilities, your restaurants, gyms, they're COVID-free. So it would bring back the option of weekly COVID testing for all, unify the city, and it will bring in more revenue. To be honest with you, I think the city of New York is not moving in a very wise direction, and they're treading on really some deep waters because it deals with people's civil liberties. And just like the people who are advocating for abortions, they're saying their body, their choice. So again, to unify the city, bring back that option of weekly COVID testing. And I think it should be for all. Do it randomly for, again, people who are vaccinated, unfortunately.
The Rams beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl 23-20. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.